This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In New York City on Tuesday, former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records after an investigation into hush money paid to a porn star. VOA's Tina Tren was at the courthouse with throngs of other reporters and onlookers when Trump appeared in court. While he didn't make a statement before appearing in court, Tren said he did post on social media.
You know, on his way into the clear court, he actually posted on to social and said that the whole thing was quote surreal.
She was referring to his own media platform, Truth Social. Trump was wearing a dark suit and a dark blue suit and a red tie. He sat with his hands folded at the defense table as he entered his plea, flanked by his lawyers. He said not guilty when asked to enter a plea. And other than that, the 76-year-old former president said nothing when entering or leaving the courtroom about an hour later. But Tren says his day isn't over yet. He's got one more appearance planned.
He actually has a rally planned, and he'll be speaking to supporters from his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was also in New York City to lead a pro-Trump rally. She was addressing a boisterous crowd and said Donald Trump is an innocent man.
This is the former president of the United States of America, and the government has been weaponized against him. I'm here to protest and use my voice to take a stand. Every American should take a stand.
Once again, that was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene leading a pro-Trump rally in New York City. Somalia and Cuba have agreed to resume diplomatic relations after 46 years. This, according to Somalia's Minister of Foreign Affairs. Having established diplomatic relations between 1972 and 1977, he said, "We welcome the resumption of diplomatic relations." VOA News. Finland officially Tuesday became the 31st member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, more commonly known as NATO. This is from Jeff Custer of VOA.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg presented the documents of accession to Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto during a ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken looked on. Finland's President Sauli Niinisto was also on hand. Stoltenberg said Finland is joining NATO at a time when there's a great deal of global uncertainty.
At times like this, friends and allies are more important than ever. And Finland now has the strongest friends and allies in the world.
Shortly after, the Finnish flag was raised for the first time outside NATO headquarters, and Foreign Minister Haavisto took part in his first ever NATO meeting. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An elite Russian security officer who defected says Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
On October 14, Russian engineer Gleb Karakulov boarded a flight from Kazakhstan to Turkey with his wife and daughter. He switched off his phone to shut out the crescendo of urgent, enraged messages and said goodbye to his life in Russia. But this was no ordinary Russian defector. Karakulov was an officer in President Vladimir Putin's secretive elite personal security service, one of the few Russians to flee and go public who have rank, as well as knowledge of intimate details of Putin's life and potentially classified information. Karakulov says he hopes to inspire other Russians to speak out. Our president has become a war criminal, he says. It is time to end this war and stop being silent. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Forecasters are warning of more severe weather in the United States and fire danger in the days ahead across much of the same region hit by storms last week. The storms that began Friday spawned tornadoes in 11 U.S. states and traveled northeast through the south and into the Midwest and northeast. Forecasters say more severe weather is forecast for Tuesday afternoon and evening across parts of northeastern Missouri, into southeastern Iowa, west central Illinois, and on Wednesday in eastern Illinois, lower Michigan, and parts of the Ohio Valley. The fire danger remains high across portions of Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado. Wildfires destroyed more than 40 homes in Oklahoma on Friday. And a court in Moscow has ruled that a woman suspected of involvement in a bombing at a St. Petersburg cafe that killed a Russian military blogger should remain in custody for 2 months pending the probe. 40-year-old Vladan Tatarsky, an ardent supporter of the war who filed reports on the fighting from the front lines in Ukraine, was killed on Sunday as he led a discussion at a riverside cafe in the historic heart of St. Petersburg. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.